Hey, what's up, guys? It's Donald. And hey, thanks for tuning in. And hey, I just wanted to take an episode here and really just recap. I mean, I've already published over 20 episodes so far, which is just crazy to me because it really seems like just the other day, I just kind of had the idea. And, you know, we put it in motion. I had no idea really what to expect. I knew that I was going to be able to, you know, get some really good music because, well, it's what I've been hearing for 15 years. But I wasn't real sure about, you know, the whole podcasting thing. And, you know, I'm still learning. But I wanted to say, hey, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for learning with me. If you've shared and subscribed, it really does mean a lot to me. I do appreciate it. And it means a lot to the guest. These writers are very passionate and they work really hard. And I've always seen kind of the grind that they go through and never felt like that, gosh, all their products, their end results of their hard work and creativity didn't always get, you know, it's not always heard. And so that's kind of what this was for. It was a frustration almost on my part to go, wow, like 99.9% of the songs that are written every day in Nashville, a lot of times, you know, never leave the city limits. And it was frustrating, right? So I'm like, hey, let me see if I can get them in here and you know, really get maybe you the opportunity to get to know these writers. Because really, gosh, the song is in so many ways, it is the writer. So I didn't want to just come in here and just say, hey, play music. I wanted you to get to know them and let's hear their personality and cut up and get some of their, you know, knowledge and wisdom and how they're making it happen. Gosh, I tell you, it has been so fulfilling and so much fun. You know, at the same time, it's still a little frustrating. Most of my guests so far, I've had them on, you know, twice and they've sang at least one, some of them two songs. And the whole time I'm sitting there going, gosh, but I know you have 100 more you could play. And don't worry, I have a lot more to come. But I wanted to take a step back and do a recap and say, hey, here's some of the things that, you know, I've really learned from them. And, you know, I'm not pursuing music, but I hope what you're hearing is that if you are pursuing music, gosh, I hope it's gold for you. I hope you're learning a lot. And I really hope that you're able to apply a lot of what my guests are talking about and just apply it in your own journey. But I also hope that, you know, you're able to take a lot of what you hear from these guys and apply it in your own life with your goals and dreams, even if it's not music. I know I have. You know, I have the passion for music. I joke around, but I just don't really have the ability. But I have been able to take so much of what these artists and writers have to go through and apply in their own lives every day and apply it in my own life. I mean, it's one of the most vulnerable kind of pure entrepreneur cultures, I think, out there is to be a songwriter. And while, you know, I feel like there's a lot of just really high points that I wanted to kind of recap and say, hey, here's what I've taken away and applied. And hey, I'd love for you guys to engage with me as well and do a couple things. First of all, hey, what do you like? And, you know, what is it that maybe you would like me to ask these guys? I'm doing the best I can to get what I feel like I would love to get out of them. But you know what? I want to do it for you too. So if you have a question, I had a listener reach out the other day and say, hey, you know what? I'm a writer too. And can you just ask these guys, you know, I'm not signed. I'm not, you know, making any money. So, hey, how are they surviving, you know, financially? Why are there any tips? Like, can you help me out? Because I am pursuing music, but you know, you have to make a living too. And you know what? I'm going to ask that. That is a great question. I don't know if I've asked that specifically. From each one of my guests, I tried to get answers to at least these three questions. It was, hey, if you could have coffee with yourself, knowing what you know now, what would you tell your younger self when you first started pursuing music? What would you tell that younger version of you? I would ask them, what's the best advice somebody else has ever given you? And then finish his statement. Hey, if you really knew me, you would know. And wow, got some great answers. The first episode, Corey Crowder, who is obviously a phenomenal writer, a hit songwriter, just opens the whole series, episode one, with just a phenomenal song. Are We There Yet?
Man on Mars ain't a country song without a steel guitar. We're where small towns ain't falling apart. We don't see it coming, we just see the hard arm.
You got to go back and listen to it if you haven't. But his wisdom in general really just can apply to all of us. He actually said, and I'm going to censor it a little bit just because I don't want to have to put the beep in. I really want this to be for everybody and not have to. But he said, you know what? Sometimes you just have to dare to suck.
Like, sometimes you just have to write a terrible idea just to get it out of your brain, you know? And like, sometimes in a writing room, I just say, dude, half the stuff I say in a writing room is awful, but it gets the thought out of my head so I can move on to the next thought, you know?
That's a great piece of advice. I've heard it from another guy similar. He was like, dare to suck.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
And I like dare to be shitty better.
Well, sure. It's, you know, it has a little bit more.
And wow, how many of us do not pursue something because of fear? Right? We're really afraid that, gosh, what are other people going to think about us? And what if I fail? And he's like, you know what? You just got to dare to suck. And how many of us could apply that? I apply that just about every day now. Should I do that? Should I not do that? Well, maybe I'm not good enough to do that. And you're like, you know what? I'm just going to dare to suck. Corey Crowder, episode one. He also comes back and I had to get him. I typically don't have them play their hit songs, but I had to. In episode 9, he comes back and I mean, the song at the time was number one. It was Chris Young, I'm Coming Over.
We say goodbye, see you around. We turn our backs, turn back around. Break up, make up, and we make up. We can't seem to let go, girl. So I'm coming over, running every red light. Deal with the closure, save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire when it's still burning? Just when I think moving on, it's getting closer. I'm coming.
So, but just, you got to go back. He is really just one of, and he mentors so many others within the industry that, gosh, there's just so much there. Rick Huckabee, one of my favorite guests. I almost want to call him like the godfather. I mean, been here for 20 plus years, singing writings, had the record deals, and his songs and his ability to play the guitar are just unbelievable. But his wisdom, I could sit and listen to him all day long. And, you know, the major takeaway I got from him was like, you know, as far as pursuing music, if you can live without it, then you probably should.
If people ask me, I mean, I try to be as honest with them as I can, because you can't really help anybody if you're not being honest with them. But,
sure.
You know, but he said that. He said, you know, if you can live without it, you should. And he said, but if you can't, you're probably going to do it anyway.
Right.
You know, but he said, like, that's what happens. I think a lot of people, when they come here, whether they want to be an artist or they want to be a songwriter, whatever it is, that part of it is they're still working on it. And that's what he was saying, was like, you know, you might want to get that in place before any of it. If it is who you are,
right,
what you are, your, you know, your passion, that whole thing, you're probably going to do it anyway.
Right. But if you can't, well, then pursue it with all you got, because you're going to do it anyway. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. And he goes, there's nothing wrong, you know, if we're doing it as a hobby, but just know that it's a hobby, right? And I was like, God, how many of us could apply that, really? That, you know, sometimes that we have a dream, and, you know, if it's not, we think it's a dream, I guess. We think it's our calling until we start pursuing. And then we realize, you know what? I could live without it. And that's okay. You know, that means that your calling and your purpose is something else. Being true.
If I hadn't it, I'd come on home to you. Yeah. Well, I was licking.
Lisa Go. I mean, she was amazing. She gave us the perspective from being in like LA and another genre, and also being in Nashville, and gosh, her songwriting abilities and kind of how she's progressed and some of her stories. And obviously she has a phenomenal voice as well.
Just listen to the song and you can assume the rest.
So we took the long way home, got lost in small talk. She doesn't have to know, 'cause we ain't doing nothing wrong. Said you know a shortcut, a place nobody goes. We would be safe there, but as the sun rose. I said, you know I can't do this anymore. You still break my heart when it's not even yours. But she's the highway, I'm the back road. She's the fast and easy, I'm the scenery taking it slow, yeah. I see you changing lanes, ain't checking that rearview mirror. Don't leave me behind to travel blind on this trail of tears. You don't need a highway, I can get you there. Let's take the long way home.
And then Cale Dodds really knocks it out with probably one of my favorite pieces of advice that he got from someone else. Cale, he's in episode 8, if you haven't heard, but he literally said, do you until you is what they want.
I would say Chris Burgess just told me when I moved here, about a year after I moved here, he said, do you until you is what they want.
That's cool.
And that made so much sense to me because at the time I had so many friends, young artists that just moved here that I just met that want to be the next blah, the next X, whatever. And I was like, man, in my mind, maybe I feel different because I'm wrong, or maybe I'm different because I'm right. I don't know. But the difference to me is always wanted to be the first Cale Dodds. I want to be the first me. And that was always my thought, you know. And I had all the friends that wanted to be the next, you know, insert Luke Bryan, whatever. It was, well, that's fine. Like, it's great. But like, I never had that thought. I've had influences, but it's like, you know, they wanted to be that next thing. And I had, having this conversation with him at we're sitting at Jackson's on West End, and he was like, man, he was like, if I could tell anybody anything, it'd be do you until you is what they want.
Yeah. That's good.
And this is just, you know, this is a 6-year-old guy that's been here, you know, and he's lived it, and he's a smart dude. And I'll never forget that, because that made so much sense to me. You
that's
know
cool.
what I mean?
Yeah.
And it goes back to what we're saying. If you're chasing something, you're behind it.
And that, like, everybody I've told that, everybody that's heard that is like, wow. Because how many of us really think we need to be like somebody else? But just remind yourself, do you until you is what they want. Hey guys, don't miss an episode by subscribing to my podcast. And hey, follow me on social media. I'd love to follow you back. And I'd love to engage with you. All my social medias are Donald S. Jenkins, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, or Facebook page, Nashville Hits Collecting Dust. Is there a question that maybe, I don't know, you want me to ask these guys that I'm not? Tell me what your favorite song so far is. Sign up, share, please. I love you, mean it.
This has been Hits Collecting Dust. Please support this podcast and the artists featured by going to iTunes, subscribing, and leaving us a review.